Northeast Archives of Folklore and Oral History, accession number 1094, tape number 1094.2.
This is tape 823-74-6. My name is Susan DeRose, and I am interviewing Clifford Chandler at the shop at Talmar Wood. It's November 22nd, 1976. This is my second interview with Mr. Chandler. Okay, Mr. Chandler, I'd like to make a tape of this interview, and I'd like to put this tape into the archives where it's kept forever, and it is open to the public, but anybody who uses this tape has to have the permission of the director of the archives. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. At the end of the interview, I'll also be asking you to sign another release form like you did last time.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. One of the questions we didn't cover on our last interview that I wanted to ask you was, you talked about how you thought marriage should be more or less 50-50. And what I wanted to ask you was what you thought of this woman's liberation now.
Well, let's see. Women's liberation. I still think it's all right. I think it's all right to have for women to take some places in men's positions if they would like, yes. Or have their own thing, yes.
If you had to describe the ideal woman, what would some of her characteristics be, would you think?
The ideal woman? Well, the ideal woman would be somewhere near like Grammy Beale.
What
would be an ideal woman, yes.
What were some of the things that you think stood out about your grandmother that you thought were good qualities?
One of the best qualities was that she was a Christian woman all her life. Yes. And she never complained. And she was always thinking of other people. Even though it was long the last of her being, even though she didn't have a whole lot to do with, she was always thinking of other people. She made donations to different organizations, like the missionaries and all those people. She would give them donations and such to help them along. She was always thinking of the other people in the world. Well, as far as that goes, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of women that would almost follow in my grandmother's shoes, like other people in the family. Or I've met people that remind me of my grandmother, yes.
When your children started to date, did you think that the dating practices that were in the late 50s or early 60s were different from the dating practices when you were dating before you got married?
Yeah, somewhat, a little, yeah. Yeah.
In what ways would you?
Well, in those days, I guess, in those days, you probably would bring your girlfriend meet your parents or whatever. And I guess probably some nowadays, they don't probably do that all the time. They don't, they don't bring the girlfriends around to meet their parents some places, I guess. Well, it all depends, I guess, whether you meet them close to home or whether you meet them away. Sometimes it's impossible. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they get to know each other and you don't actually meet them, but you correspond with them or whatever, with your daughter or son or whatever. And you will agree with them. Well, I mean, they'll get married without you actually meeting the boyfriend or the girlfriend, and that way my oldest daughter married a guy in the Air Force, and I didn't actually meet him before they were married, but everything turned out all right. We like him just like a son. So I don't think you have to actually meet them probably to be all right.
When you were dating, where did a boy take a girl on a date? Did he take her to the movies or?
Yes. When I first was seeing a girl, I had a car. Even then, probably that seems so, if that's like now, but it wasn't. I had my own car. Then you go on dates in the car. I did. So that doesn't seem so very long ago, but it was quite a while ago. I had my own car. But nowadays, I think that they've got to have a car. They do. But, well, I thought I even had to have a car then. So, I mean, as far as you have to have wheels, they say, to go places. But I had my own wheels then. So that would resemble some of the things that happen nowadays. Yeah. So, I guess that anyone dated just as much the same way then as they do now in some cases. Some instances they did. I think I did. Yeah.
Were there like groups of you that hung around together instead of just?
Well, not so much. Probably sometimes we would get together and go places on a party or whatever, like they do, even now. One time I did. Take a group with my girlfriend and I went down to Canada on a sort of a special meeting thing, Black Harbor. Yes, we did those things. Then, yes.
Do you have any? I know that you study quite a bit. But do you have any special hobbies?
Well, I have, yes. If you call studying a hobby, that's my best hobby, is studying. I like to gain as much as I can on the new things, whatever, keep up to date on different things. I spend more time doing that, although I do a lot of fishing in the summertime. If you want to consider that as a hobby, that's what I do for a pastime. Whenever I get a chance, I do that. But mostly I study a lot. Yes.
Does your wife have any special hobbies?
If you want to think about sewing or anything like that as a hobby, she likes to make things. She likes to sew a lot. She makes a lot of different things, clothes for the kids, and I think that would be her, more or less her hobby. Yes.
Have you belonged to any clubs in Jonesport? I don't know exactly what what kind of clubs they have there.
No, they don't have too many clubs. They have American Legion,
mm-hmm.
Thing, and they have Red Men. They have Pocahontas and those kind of clubs, but I didn't belong to those, any of them. I didn't even belong to American Legion. I had other ways to take up my time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Also, you said, I don't know how much you watch TV, but do you have any favorite TV shows that you like to watch?
Well, I'm a wrestling fan myself. I watch sports wrestling. Next to wrestling, I think I would lean toward basketball rather than baseball. Baseball seems to be too slow for me. I'd rather have something faster. So if I'm going to watch a sport, I would rather watch basketball and then football and then the baseball would be my third thing that I would watch on television. I like a good comedy. And I like comedy shows, all of them. I won't turn any comedy off. If it's funny, I like it.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. The kind of last question I wanted to ask you was, you said your son was in Vietnam. What did you think about the Vietnam War? Were you in favor of that, or did you disapprove of
it? No,
that?
I didn't. I didn't approve of that at all. I think that's the biggest waste that ever happened to the country, the world. I didn't like it. My son had to make more than three. He made four trips. And I flew out to California, and my wife and my two daughters went with me to see him on his third trip. I think it was a big waste. Yes, it wasn't anything accomplished. And I think that when somebody does something and there's nothing accomplished and there's a lot of waste and expense, I don't like that, no. I don't think there's anything there at all. He just wasted his time, as well as he didn't get anything out of it. And if he wanted to use his, he's a veteran. If he doesn't get any veteran's benefits, in fact, he wanted to build a house and it was going to cost him so much he couldn't do it. So if he hadn't had to go on the war, him and his wife, they both work in Skowhegan in a shoe factory, he could have earned enough to start himself a house, which he hadn't got now, and he can't get the money to do it. So I would say if I had it to live over again, I would try to hinder him from going into the service. Yeah.
Did he enlist or was he drafted?
He was drafted,
mm-hmm.
And so he went. He didn't try to get out. He had a problem that he could have gotten out on, because he did have a little back trouble, but he would not fall back on that. He wanted to serve his country. He had the same attitude that I had in 1945 when I entered the Navy, when I was drafted. He had the same attitude that I did, that we thought it was our duty to go. Of course, there was a big difference there. He didn't have any dependents, and like I did, I had four small dependents when I went, but I still thought it was my duty to defend my country. I went, yes, as well as, and he did too. Yes.
Since your son did go into the service and he didn't try to get out of going into service, what do you think of amnesty, about them pardoning? Do you think they should pardon the people that did go to Canada?
Well, the way I feel right now, I would not want to give them amnesty. No, I wouldn't. But somebody might change their attitude in days to come or whatever. You never know. I think if I was a professing Christian, I would probably want to give them amnesty. But the attitude I have right now, I don't. Because those people are no better than your own family. If they had to go, they should go too. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chandler, for this interview. And this is tape 823-746. My name is Susan DeRose, and I've been interviewing Clifford Chandler at the shop at Telmar Wood. This is November 22nd, 1976. This is the end of the second interview.